future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $14,713, down 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $1,210, up 12% in the last 24 hours. Ripple is at $2.33, down 3%. Litecoin is at $247, down 1%. The current market cap for the crypto space is $736 billion, with Bitcoin's dominance of that being 33.7%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Find crypto news stories from around the world.
JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon regrets saying Bitcoin is a fraud, but still isn't interested in it. An interesting story, and one I am proud to find and have announced to the public, so let's get into it. JP Morgan Chase Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon said Tuesday he regrets past comments in which he called Bitcoin a fraud at a September banking conference. At the time, Dimon said he would fire JP Morgan traders if they traded in cryptocurrency. What a ridiculous statement. And here's what he said. The blockchain is real. You can have crypto yen and dollars and stuff like that. ICOs you have to look at individually, Dimon said in an exclusive interview with Fox Business. The Bitcoin to me was always what the governments are going to feel about Bitcoin as it gets really big, and I just have a different opinion than other people. I'm not interested that much in the subject at all. Dimon spoke at a JP Morgan healthcare conference in San Francisco. What? I mean, if you were to describe it as backpedaling, he's backpedaled. And he doesn't, I mean, he said he's not interested, but he keeps talking about it. He can't stop thinking and emerging himself in the crypto space. And he is a fan of Bitcoin, I can tell. With that in mind, let's get on to the next story. Advocate files for immediate regulation of Bitcoin in India. A strong stated story, so let's jump into it. Advocate Beavers filed for a public interest litigation, PIL, on Friday in the Calcutta court to immediately regulate the flow of Bitcoin in and out of India, according to local news sources. In his petition, Beavers suggested that cryptocurrencies are predominantly used for nefarious purposes and should be regulated or banned, as in China, as quickly as possible. Now, this is what he said. Use of Bitcoin was maximized post-demonetization when cashless economy was being promoted. In India, law enforcement agencies are confused. Either the government should ban Bitcoin by declaring it illegal, like China, or there must be a regulatory body to control its flow. According to the advocate, Bitcoin is particularly difficult to track, making it the vehicle of choice for illegal financial transactions, he said. Cryptocurrencies promise fast and anonymous fund transfer at a low cost. Such transactions are really difficult to track. Cryptocurrencies are perfect facilitators for crime. Investigating authorities are facing hurdles while probing crimes involving cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin because of the privacy. The statement from Beavers reflects a growing belief that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are too volatile and too secure for governments to keep from regulating. And with some calling them Ponzi schemes. However, other economies like Japan have embraced Bitcoin as a payment method for the future. I mean, India, get your game together, sort it out, and get rid of this Beavers character. He's a wrong'un, so to speak. he's not helping you out. Get rid of him and get myself over there. I'll talk to you about Bitcoin and how it's going to help India and how we can be more beneficial for the general economy. So that's an open invitation that I've welcomed myself to. So feel free to welcome me to India if you want me to speak about Bitcoin. Let's get to the next story. Mike Novogratz wants to build the Goldman of crypto. An interesting story. And it's kind of bringing you up to speed because he was supposed to start a crypto fund. He's kind of changed with that. And it's going to bring you up to speed of what he's doing. Mike Novogratz, the Wall Street trader who became one of Bitcoin's most outspoken champions, is starting a merchant bank dedicated to cryptocurrencies and blockchain-based ventures. And he intends to take it public. The former macro manager laid out a series of transactions in a statement Tuesday that would, if successful, raise $200 million and, through a holding company, list shares of his Galaxy Digital LP on Canada's TSX Venture Exchange. He said Galaxy is building a best-in-class, full-service, institutional-quality merchant banking business in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space and will be active in four areas: trading, principal investing, asset management, and advisory work. The move comes in less than a month after Novogratz shelved plans to start a crypto hedge fund. According to a person familiar with his efforts, Novogratz has also been laying the groundwork for Galaxy for months. The fund, had he continued with it, would have sat inside Galaxy's asset management unit. A merchant bank is among the most ambitious concepts to emerge from the speculative frenzy that has characterized the cryptocurrency market. While Novogratz last year described the run-up in Bitcoin, Ether, Ripple, and other so-called tokens as the biggest bubble of our lifetimes, he also said he believes in blockchain, the computer code that underpins all cryptocurrencies. This will reshape finance as the internet did communication. Under the plan announced Tuesday, Galaxy will be the first step by Canadian crypto startup, First Coin Capital Corp. It will then merge with a Canadian shell company, Bradma Pharmaceuticals Incorporate, through a reverse takeover and use the entity to raise $250 million Canadian dollars, or $201 million US dollars, in a private placement of stock next month. Bradma, to be renamed Galaxy Digital Holdings, will own an interest in the merchant bank and will be listed on the TSX exchange. A great story, bullish plans, I love it. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Chris Benaski, and here's the tweet. The more I hear old white men give all their reasons why Bitcoin will never work, the more I know it will. Woo! Powerful, we love it. The second tweet goes to Eric Cho, and you can go follow him at Crypto Cho. And here's the tweet. Don't be sleeping on QuantStamp. Since my recommendation back on December 31st, it's tripled our money. 12x is the target. One of the only audit tools in the cryptocurrency space, specifically for ETH, Ethereum. Great tweet. Keep up the good work and follow them both for staying on top of the crypto news. With that in mind, let's get to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
On today's show, we'll be discussing one of the most exciting events in the city of London, and it's called When Cryptos Rule the World. It's on tomorrow, the 10th of January. I'm going to be speaking there. SVK Crypto is going to be rocking the event, and it's being held at WeWork Moorgate. If you're in the city, it's the most exciting, blockchain cryptocurrency related meetup slash event. It's a free event. We have free beer because we care. And that's what's happening tomorrow. And if you're in the city, you've got to come. We've got record-breaking amount of people attending. To give you an idea, last time we had around 300 people there. We're going to break that by a big mile tomorrow. It's going to be huge. And if you're in the city, you've got to be there. It's the place to be. We're going to have guest speakers. We'll get onto that in a second. But what we're really going to be discussing is recent developments, potential challenges for mass adoption, and understand how this will play out. Our guest speakers will discuss kind of what is required for the cryptocurrency space to go to the next level and how the blockchain will be part of our everyday lives. So to kick things off, we have Simon Dixon. Simon Dixon is CEO and co-founder of online investment platform Bank to the Future, who have invested over $170 million in fintech companies. He's an ex-investment banker turned Bitcoiner, which is a great phrase, and author of the book Bank to the Future. An active fintech and Bitcoin angel investor with investments in Bitfinex, BitPay, Unicorn, Kraken, BitPay, Bitstamp, and over 40 different other firms. So we will be finding, if you've been tuning into any of the big kind of news conglomerates, Bloomberg, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, BBC, CNBC, you'll have seen Simon there. He's often on the show speaking about Bitcoin, the blockchain, and giving his insight into that. Second up, we've got Nick Atom. Nick is a globally recognized name in the world of decentralized business management. He's the CEO of Chainstarter, which is an ICO incubator, helps people looking for an ICO and how to get them to the next stage. If you're interested in that, feel free to email myself. I can always pass your message on. He's well known for creating and designing consumer-facing services from insurance claims to self-service pensions and in-flight cabin management and entertainment equipment for global commercial airlines. As well as this, Nick is actually one of the Cointelegraph writers for the UK, and he's known as the Sage of Shoreditch, which is a pretty cool name. And he's also, on top of that, the CEO of 21 Million Project, the world's first ICO-funded blockchain TV series, which is super interesting. And next we have Shane Kehoe. And I know everyone listening is going to be like, Jesus, what a lineup. But we have more, and we're going to keep rolling out the names. So bear with me. Let's get to the next one. Shane V. Kehoe, co-founder and CEO of SVK Crypto. Shane is an experienced investment professional with over 17 years global investment history, including the rise of the dot-com era, where Shane had partaken in over 1,000 IPOs and now has his focus on crypto. Shane's last major role was the youngest managing partner of one of Europe's largest hedge funds, Bluecrest Capital Management. So he has a fantastic insight into the markets and will be delivering like a champion tomorrow. I've heard him speak many times. I work with Shane very closely, so he will be delivering tomorrow. It's worth coming down just for that. We also have an ICO there, Swissborg. And Swissborg have been doing a stellar job in marketing. We have Cyrus Faisal, who is the CEO, and he's going to be discussing the ICO itself. He's going to be discussing some of the things that they're working on, the platform that they're creating in their industry. Super interesting. If you have any questions, come down. It's going to be a massive Q&A for that as well. And if you're in the city, you've got to be at this event. You're going to meet me. You're going to meet the SVK Crypto team. There's free beer, as I said before. It's a win-win situation. You cannot lose. I look forward to seeing you all down there tomorrow. I know I've had lots of emails regarding this. Tomorrow's show, I don't know if I can be announcing it, but I am. We have one of the co-founders of Xperty. He's going to be discussing what's been going on with the ICO, the update to the software being launched, because it's still in the beta stage, and also about the token sale, how it's going, how the community's picked up on it. It's one of the hottest on Telegram at the minute. You have to listen in tomorrow. That will be going live at 2 o'clock UK time, so you cannot miss it. And it'll bring you up to speed if you haven't heard of Xperty already. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great evening. Remember to like, subscribe, share our content. Follow us on Twitter, SVK_crypto. Email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.